Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up for with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, what's happening? Welcome back to another Sunday Fun Day. Thank you guys for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. The new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Benz. What it do, Moski?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? What's up, people? Another show, you know, Sunday Fun Day. You know how we do Real Talk. And we're going to chop it up tonight, too.
Right. Since they dogged me out so bad for my birthday.
Oh,
we're going to do the real famous chop
about
up.
That. Yeah, happy belated once again. You know, I know you was celebrating this whole week, you know, because last week, you know, you started your celebration. So, you know, hope you had a good time and all that. Good vibes.
Yeah. I'm finishing eating something because
I took
a late nap today, right?
Okay.
So
you're getting your energy.
Shout out to our top five countries. Let them know who it is.
Wow. I'm just going to have to freestyle this. You know what I'm saying? I don't
same
know.
Ones. Same change.
Same ones. Let me see if I can remember. So of course we got the United States number one. Number two, I believe, was Canada. Number three,
Canada, UK.
Yeah, UK.
Sweden
number
and
four,
Australia.
Sweden and Australia. Shout out to Sweden, man. We're going to talk about Vikings, too, a little bit later on in the chop-up. And, of course, the continent down under, Australia, man. So shout out to everybody in foreign lands that's listening to, you know, what we got to say. Yeah.
That's what's up. So I actually had, like, an amazing birthday, like, this is like my new year. You know what I'm saying? Like on your birthday,
okay.
Technically, you know, they say it's March 27th for the new year for the universe, but this is my new year because I'm starting a whole new year. And, baby, it's been like nothing ever like that I can even explain. Like, it's just amazing. And a lot of new changes, different things happening in my life, and I was like, dang, I had to hit 39 for this. Like, sheesh, okay, it was worth it. You know what I'm saying? It was worth
Welcome
it.
By.
I ain't complaining.
So what's all this new energy you're getting? Let the people know.
I'll tell you off record.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I noticed, like, when I speak certain things, you know, because we got people listening from everywhere. You don't know who listening in, who's sitting, you know, what type of vibes, what type of mojo. So I know I'm always upfront and open. I got enough stories to tell y'all about for forever. So, you know, whenever they tell me they want me to do more story time. So whatever, you know, I can, I want to try to definitely just keep sharing more stories because they be all in with the story times here.
Yeah, man.
But
keep
just some great stuff. You know, I'm just.
Okay, well, that's good.
Some great stuff. And we'll talk offline. But. Yeah, so my week went great. A lot of new changes. A lot of new changes. Part two of Deranged Baby Mama, the movie, is complete. Booyah. You know what I'm saying? So I did that. That was taking a lot. You know, it's not as easy as nowhere near. Oh, my God. So I got it done. Super duper excited about that. Patiently waiting on movement in California so we can take off and do what we do there. I am now working on another project. So here's the thing. I always said that I wanted Confessions of a Mattress Actress to be turned into a movie. That was like my ultimate vision, okay? And by the time I got to Deranged Baby Mama, you know what I'm saying? That project was like, you know, it was just, people needed to see this. And so now I'm doubling back and we are officially working on Confessions of a Mattress Actress, the movie. So
convert all them books over to movies. You know, not if you know the game. Go ahead, you know?
Big. You know, once I grab something and I learn the game, I'm taking off.
Yeah.
But big
you know
energy, like, this one is not going to be a two-part. It's going to be one movie, you know. So I am big excited about that, like big excited. So that's going on right now as we speak. I don't know, man, like listen, I'm here, focused, you know, the grind is amazing. I started back putting up YouTube content, so check it out. I put up a couple new videos. I'm going to put some more stuff up there tonight or tomorrow as well. I noticed I was, like, giving myself, like, put videos up 3 times a week. I'm trying to get myself in the grinding mode to do a video every day. I know I can put more content up, but, guys, my schedule is a beast right now. And whenever I have free time, like, I came in the house, we was out all day. We went to go do one thing and end up staying out all day. And when I came in, I literally laid on my bed and went to sleep for, like, 3 hours. I was like, oh, that was some good sleep, child. Where did that
come
from?
Yeah, I know I'll be needing those power naps.
I'm talking about that was a power nap. Like, I was like, I went to sleep for 3 whole hours. And I had sprayed the shower down to clean the bathroom, and then when I got up, I just cleaned the bathroom and ate and really, like, straightened up upstairs from where the kids were, and I still got to go back. But that was it, and that was my day, you know? So it's kind of like,
yeah.
You know, on my off days, they don't really be off days. So I'm working on this content.
That's the life of a hustler. You know?
Right. I'm going to get this push and this drive. We're going to definitely put way more content up. Still waiting on more topics. So, you know, I'm telling people now, like, drop comments on topics that you want to hear me talk about in the videos. You know, just getting that circulation up and going. So I'm excited about getting back and feeling myself again to get back into the content. As you guys know, next Sunday is Mo Ben's holiday. We will not be on live air, but you can listen to archive shows.
Yeah, definitely.
We have over 150 archive shows for this show. This year we're going into year four. April is year four. OMG.
Wow, man.
Big energy, big thanks, big everything for
big
this.
Big things popping.
Like,
back.
Year four, like big things popping, little things popping. We want to thank everybody that tuned in and over the 30 countries that you guys listen to us in. Our top five, we really salute you. We really appreciate you. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in so you can get into our top five. And we really don't have, when I try to hone in on something, it just be like, nah, y'all some freaks. Y'all just be wanting to tune in for the sex topics. And I'm sick of y'all and y'all nasty minds. But we're going to do more sex topics this year.
Smooth. That's smooth.
Right.
but go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely more sex topics and things like that. So if you go to my YouTube page and there's a topic that you want to see me talk about on, and I really need to get somebody to do that. I need to get somebody to compare the topics that we have on the radio show, and then look at my YouTube channel and, like, really give me some topics to talk about on the YouTube channel. Because you guys got to think, I come up with majority of the topics on the radio show, and I come up with all of the topics on the YouTube. So I just kind of be like, my brain be fried sometimes, y'all. That's really it. It's more so like an opinionated YouTube page, so my brain just be like, okay, girl, what you going to do? But check out my YouTube, and that's M is in Mary, I is in India, Z is in zebra, L is in Lima, U is in umbrella, V is in Victor, L is in Lima, I is in India, and then B is in boy, L is in Lima, A is in apple, C is in Charlie, K is in kite. Ms. Lovely Black, that's the YouTube channel. Make sure you go subscribe, like, share, all of that. You find a topic, drop a comment, you know, just really, really, really going really, really hard on this YouTube, as I have been, because I've really been uploading a lot of content. I've really gotten so much better. So that's me and my week, man. Happy, all smiles, child. I got this smile on my face that seemed like that thing been permanent for like a week and a half or something. So,
okay. Yeah,
I'm
birthday
Gucci.
Girl, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so my week was chill. So first off, I just want to say shout out to the whole Aquarius season, you know, especially since I started rocking with you, Black. You know, I didn't really got hip to this, like, Aquarius kind of
thing.
And you know what I'm saying? And it's funny how, like, once you start just noticing, you know, you maybe have, you know, a relationship with an Aquarius, and then you start noticing other Aquariuses, and then you start putting it together. And, you know, so I've been kind of, like, keeping that energy since the Aquarius season started. But this week, I'm calling this the calm before the storm. Because February, you know, tomorrow is the first of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. You know what I'm saying? So with that
first
being
of the
said,
month.
Right? Yeah, shout out to Cleveland. So it's going to be a grind month for me because I really want to put my real estate at the forefront this month. You know, I kind of had that on the back burner because of the COVID situation and just, you know, things, you know, other interests have been kind of taking my energy. So the real estate is going to be kind of in the forefront this month. So and I'm putting that on something. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that, shout out to Corrupt. You know, that's a song that I like off the Corruption CD, the West Coast CD that he dropped back in the day. But anyway, put that on something means, like, you know, give it your all, put your heart into it and put that on something that you love, you know what I'm saying? And put that energy, like, it'll be taken away if you don't succeed in what you're trying to do. So, yeah, that's my energy for this month. So it's perfect you know, we can kind of take a week off next week. I can kind of zone out, get into the Super Bowl as well as some other things. I am kind of pissed off a little bit this week because, remember I told you I was planning my DR trip, but because of the whole COVID situation, it's just not the right time, and I don't want to force no issue, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I go out there, they got all types of curfews and stuff, so I wouldn't even be able to do what I want to do, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, get my Viking going and raid and, you know, do all the type of stuff that you do on a vacation. So I'm just going to put that on the back burner a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely, you know, in due time. And I was just noticing, like, so I feel bad because I saw Coachella has got postponed. I'm sure Afropunk has got,
right,
you know, postponed. So those are festivals. So that's just going to make it so much sweeter, God willing. When
everything open back up, it's going to be ridiculous.
Oh,
but we're not waiting on that. Big energy. Listen, finna tear down New Orleans. You feel me? We finna tear down some places, right? And we finna do a couple of things, look in and out, trips or whatever, because when everything open back up fully, it's going to be bananas. And I don't want to be out there. I want to go ahead and get this done now where it's, like, not a lot of people traveling, and we can be safe. And then when it opens up, we're going to be at home because all of the rates is going to be sky high. They're going to have deals that ain't really deals.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to just get mine out of the way because
With that being said, I might just, you know, I just got to switch it up locally. So that's what I said. So my grind is this whole month, and then, you know, I might just – celebrate at the end of the month, you know, with a few days
Atlanta
somewhere. I might. It's on the radar. It could happen.
Ma'am, you and your wife come down here. We'll work it out. You and your people's get with me and my people's. If we'll turn up, you know, we'll do something.
Yeah. So, you know, all right. So look,
we got an extra bedroom. Y'all ain't got to get no room. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could come here. You know, more than welcome.
All right. So that's the energy of my week. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? So, ready for this show tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into, like, basically my favorite part of the show from jump.
I went to J.R. Crickets, right? It was part of my birthday celebration. And anybody know me know that if I'm going to eat, I'm always going to eat chicken, right? I'm highly allergic to seafood. So I'm not going to sit in a seafood restaurant at all because my stomach will turn. Everybody don't know how to do turkey the right way. I found one spot that could do turkey, and I order it whenever I feel like I don't want to cook the turkey. But, you know, I don't eat beef. You know, I'm not really a fan of pork. So all I eat is chicken. So all of the best chicken spots is where I love to be. And I went to J.I. Crickets. And granted, guys, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings about a month ago or something like that.
Okay.
That was my first time going out since March, like February of 2020.
Oh, so you,
I do
you,
not
you, you.
Go out. I really order everything online. And so I went into Buffalo Wild Wings, and that was pretty packed. I'm not going to hold you. But I took off, and I said, let me go to J.I. Crickets. And when I got there, it was nobody in there. Like, the time of day that I went, and I said, see, you know what? I'm going to start, because the restaurants have to keep, you know, it clean to a certain level. I'm going to start moving around when ain't nobody moving around to places that I want to go to when that bitch is empty. Because it was like three people in there in the whole restaurant. And I was like, oh, I can do this. You know what I'm saying?
No crime.
I can do this. So I had fun. Yeah. I went to... we went to this other little spot, and it wasn't, like, empty like that. It was a all right crowd, but it was spread out. And that one is close to where we live at, and so I like that spot, too. So I found a couple of little nice spots that I'm about to hit, but we about to hit the road, right, and we about to do some things, you know, over the weekend or whatever, just when, like, ain't nobody really traveling and moving around because when they open up, and I foresee them, I don't know why, but I foresee them opening back up in March. And so I want to
get... Like after next month? Okay,
Mm-hmm. All this stuff that they're doing with the vaccines. Look, flu season was a season. All of these different variants and this and that and the other, like, flu season was a season. All of these things, all of these man-made creations, they have their seasons. You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to be as crazy.
Well, I was thinking definitely by the summertime, because I don't think the United States want to miss out on just like tourism and stuff like that. So, but yeah, you say March, I'm with you. I hope that comes true. Oh, definitely. So I'm like, right.
1 year. Especially being that they wanted to get Trump out of office as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
right.
Now that they have Biden in office, you know, he hit the ground running. We're going to talk about that. So they acting like Biden is this savior and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So he's going to come in and, you know, masks is mandatory on federal properties and yada, yada. And he's going to act like he saved the whole day and yada, yada. So I foresee March.
I can't wait to conversate about that with you. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into these chop ups. What's up?
Okay. Well, look, I want you to kind of, because, you know, I got my notes and everything, but I, you know, since, you know, you usually handle like the first part of the show, how about you go into what you want to talk about? You know what I'm saying? Things that's been on your mind for the last week or whatever that you think is interesting. Then I'm just going to piggyback off of that, and then, you know, I got my topics as well.
So, It's been a whirlwind going on. So for the people that's into the gossip and things like that,
You about to get your Wendy Williams on, and that's funny too because I got some things to say about that. But get your Wendy Williams on. Go ahead.
Okay, so with all the gossip that's going on, let me see. The first things first. T.I. and Tiny. So, you know, for the people over here, you know T.I. Harris and his wife Tiny. They've been together for close to 20 years. They have an awesome family together, Empire. You know, if you know, you know. You know, but being in the poly world, a lot of people aren't, like, as open with it because, you know, society still hasn't accepted that most people run polys, right? And they just kind of look and think that, you know, you see all these marriages breaking up and this and that and the other, but they don't know what it takes to hold a marriage together. These people come in with the ideology that, you know, you're in the limelight and one man and one woman is supposed to be in the limelight at X, Y, Z. T.I. did a really good job at keeping, you know, the drama away from his family. He didn't been caught up in a couple of things, but not many. You know what I'm saying? If you know, you know. T.I. and Tiny, they are definitely swingers or poly.
I can definitely see that. Totally makes sense. Totally makes sense.
I don't know what. Shut up. I don't know what part of the lifestyle they are in, but I know they're in the lifestyle. And so they have this one chick out here in Atlanta. Her name is Sabrina. And she has this thing. She's a hustler. Anything that's going to make money, anything that's going to let her make the noise, she's going to be a part of it. And so she came out with this story of, this week that T.I. put a gun to her head and she's been a victim and, you know, she's being strong and holding, you know, her truth in and so on and so forth. So she's saying this happened in 2007 that he put a gun to her head. And then
so
she has all these women.
13 years ago, man. That's crazy. That's not Bill Cosby shit, but go ahead.
She has all these women coming for it. So basically what they said she used to do, she used to sleep with T.I. and Tidif. She fell in love with Tidif. But, you know, I guess Tidy wouldn't fit in her like that. So she was stalking them and causing drama and, you know, trying to make it of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been trying to make it of an issue with them for so long, but nobody really was listening to her. So she came through it with a story, and then the story made shade room, and she went and supposedly did a lie detector test to prove that he did put a gun to her head in 2007.
So she was sleeping with them, and so she
was the girl that was going to get other girls to come and sleep with them. You know what I'm saying? So she was the person.
They try to get her on some. That sounds like Jeffrey Epstein. They're trying to get them on some.
She's telling the story now. So she was the girl that was going to get. She didn't tell that part. She was just trying to say he put the gun to her head and she's a victim and that has traumatized her and so on and so forth. This same girl just got out of prison a few years ago for slashing a girl in the face with a knife. You know what I'm saying? And you came back home. So, you know, she's very attention seeking. And one of the blogs that I love the most, Gossip in the City, or Gossip of the City. But her name is Fee, and she is changing the gossip, her gossip brand. So it's Gossip of the City _ Gossip of the City. But she just started a new page, Just Sip This, and they're taking the brand over to Just Sip This. And so Fee is just, like, very accurate. Because she is so accurate and because she does real gossip blogs, you know, the other blogs, they try to, you know, keep her minimized because they can't put the tea that she has. She's not trying to be, you know, friends. So she was like, I know this girl and I know she lying. And so she was like, I'm not running a story on this because I know this girl is lying. If Fee, the GOAT, says that Fee with the tea, if it's Fee with the tea on Twitter, if Fee says that it's a lie, I know it's a lie, because that's just how accurate Fee is, right? And so here's the thing. This girl was going to get the girls to bring them back, and they were saying, like, oh, they was doing drugs. Okay, so if you're going to sleep with a married man and his wife, you're probably going to be doing drugs or alcohol. If you out in the limelight and you in the streets, you're probably going to be doing drugs and alcohol. So don't make it seem like they was just making y'all take drugs and alcohol. So she has the girls that she got to go and be with them, come forth to try to talk. But now it's more celebrities that speaking up for them, like, no, it's not like how she trying to make it seem. So, you know, it's just really funny how, you know, people will try to ruin something that you have or something that you have going on. We try to tear each other down just to get some fame, some spotlight, some recognition. Here's the thing. This happened in 2007, allegedly. Her 2 years ago, she had her son and nephew around, you know, Tip and Young Thug. You know, calling him uncle and all this stuff. So just 2 years ago, you had your kids right there calling him uncle, but you so damaged. How does that work?
Yeah, that seemed like it's an extortion type move. Like, she must have asked for something, got told no. Okay, here's...
Yeah, she coming out like she trying to protect Tiny, and you trying to go off on Tiny when Tiny is unproblematic. You know what I'm saying? Like, just period. Tiny get along with everybody. She's unproblematic. She's not, you know, with the extra shit. She gonna do what she gotta do. Okay, Tiny like girls. So what? You know, they in the lifestyle. So what? You just, it's so many people that are in the lifestyle that live this poly life, whether, you know, you with, you know, multiple women or you with multiple men, whatever the case may be. It's becoming so regular now because people are understanding it really takes more than one to work, especially in the society that these folks have created for us. So we just kind of got smarter in what is going on and, you know, defeated the system. You have some men that just will not tolerate another man. You have some men that's like, hey, okay, well, you have your man on the side, I got my piece right here on the side, and we get it done. You know, it's nothing outside of that. Then you have some people that's like, you do what you do, I do what I do, and it's great. It's several different levels to this. So I think people are just going to wake up and start to see that it's more in tune with what it is, because no matter how people think Tiny look to them, if he really didn't love Tiny, he would have been. There's plenty of women that he could go and be with. That man loved Tiny to the core. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they built something
with everything in him. Because
I'm just telling you,
she's a rider.
You know, yeah, from my situation, you know, when you really built the trust from someone, you got years with that person, and you know, it's a bond. It's, you know what I'm saying? Even if little things happen, you know, that bond is just too strong. Especially they got the kids and everything, so they got a true, like that.
Exactly. People look at her like, oh, well, she ain't no bad chick. Look at Tiny.
Yeah.
So if she's not a bad chick to y'all, she got one of the hottest, she got a legend, an absolute legend that loves her unequivocally. So if you think that having to be a bad chick, no. If he want them bad chicks, he going to go sleep with them, with his wife.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It.
And she's still going to be right
Tiny, yeah, Tiny is Tiny co-signing, like, yeah, go ahead. Like you said, the poly lifestyle. And he got the pass. He's like, yo, you know, yeah, of course I'm going to stay with Tiny. You know what I'm saying? So
Exactly. So that's, yeah, that issue is going on. I just can't wait. I hate when good people are targeted from, you know, these lanes.
No,
and that's what people are saying. You got people like this that being opportunists now when this shit been going on for years. Trust and believe, I've been in the game for 21 years, off and on. This shit been going on for years. So now you can't even chill with nobody after the show or go hang out with somebody unless they going to say, oh, this happened to me, that happened to me. Don't get me wrong. I have had my share of BS with these fools out here. I have had my share of BS. I've never, you know, sat down and called their names out or whatever. I just put space in between me and them. I just really stopped dealing with them. You know what I'm saying? When it then came down or if I felt like I was wrong in any kind of way, listen, I'm going to let the universe deal with you because me telling the whole world about it ain't going to really resolve the issue. And I can assure you that anybody that done stepped on me in any type of way or tried to harm me, they not in the same position that they was in. I don't have to fight. I don't have to tell anybody. Just let the universe resolve it. But
that's true, man. That's
this Me Too shit is really getting out of control because it's like everybody's so sensitive. Everybody want to know somebody else's business. So, you know, I'm watching this story to see how it developed. But, you know, T.I. and Tiny, they got everybody kind of rocking with them, you know?
Yeah, T.I. stepped ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, T.I., I can't see that. I can't see this. T.I.
Right,
you know,
like, just,
you know what I'm saying?
So,
jail time ain't breaking, like, no. he good, you know what I'm saying? Like, because jail will break a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? And he done came out better, you know what I'm saying? He likes to learn, so, yeah, nah, 2007, that's too long ago, you know what I'm saying? He too smart to.
So, Chad Ochocinco, everybody know Chad Ochocinco, Chad 85, you know, he was with this, and this story is mainly just in disgust for me. Chad was with Barbara Bates, and I've talked about her on this show before because I absolutely love her energy. She's an amazing child. She has Chad's youngest child, baby Kennedy, and she has amazing energy. I have talked to her before. You know, on some personal stuff, and she's just so freaking awesome, right? She was with Chad Ochocinco for years, and she finally left Chad. She took a break. She came back. You know, she knew, you know, hey, you know what? This is just not what it is for me. And she left him, and then he started dating someone else, and less than what it was, it's been like, what, 6 months, he proposed to the new chick. Now, you propose to this new chick, but you, Barbara Bates, been there with you for about 4 years, and you haven't proposed to her, and that's all Barbara wanted was Barbie Bates. That's all she wanted. Her name is Crystal, but it's Barbie Bates on social media. And she wanted to be married. You know, she's a good woman. You know, she's always speaking positivity, no matter how negative a situation is. And that's what I love about her energy. She is so amazing, okay? Beautiful spirit. And so I was upset. And I was like, that's crazy how. Yeah, I was, because I'm like, she done been with this man for years through all this stuff with him. And then when she leave him, he go and propose to this new chick 6 months in, you go and propose to her. But I guess it just means that Barbie wasn't the one he wanted. So, you know, Barbie, she's been very supportive. Chad, his mom just passed. She has been there, you know what I'm saying? She's been there and, you know, posting, you know, his mom and things like that. She went to the funeral. She, you know, did everything, you know, so on and so forth. So there's a video circulating of Chad dancing with baby Kennedy and another daughter. And the fiance was filming it. And, you know, Barbie was sitting in the background. She was just sitting there. And I know, like, no matter how strong you are, you know, and what you got going on, that has to bother you a piece of a bit to see just this fast he all in love and you finna marry somebody. So somebody, she put up a picture. She said, dressed in all black, like the Omen, and RIP, you know, to his mom. Yeah. And then some weird chick who just loves drama come and says, since you okay, Chad engaged. She says, I love him. I'm at peace, love. Congrats to them. Like, people are so messy because she's here paying homage to his mom, and you coming up talking about, is somebody okay? You know, is somebody okay on something that you know got to be a hard pill to swallow, even if she did leave him? You know what I'm saying? But Chad Ochocinco, I just feel like if he knew, you know, Barbie wasn't the one, he should have just been let that shit go instead of dragging her on in her feelings. So she had to finally get up and say, I'm done with that. So kudos to Barbie Bates. Congrats, I guess, to Chad Ochocinco or whatever. I salute her for being a strong woman as she is, and she's just a beautiful person inside and out. So salute to Barbie. Okay, so, you know, everybody knows Future. We can't say his last baby mama because he got so many. But he shares a child with Joey Chavis. That's Bow Wow's baby mom from his oldest daughter. He has baby Hendrix with her. And, he got a lot of baby mamas. So,
I just listen to the music, so I don't be knowing. But go ahead, you know, talk about it.
I'm trying to find this pic again, but she has been spotted out with Lance Stevenson.
Oh, Lance Stevenson.
That's the spark of the new relationship that we're going to pay attention to, Joey and Lance Stevenson, and see how that works. You know, I told you guys about Gemini, Saves the Gemini, and Supercent, which is the lady that owns the Crayon Case brand. They were dating. They split up, so that's kind of harsh that, you know, they had to split up so fast. But like she says, I'm not gonna put my business out there. And that's just the best thing to do, child. Stop calling names. Stop putting your business out there because, honey, you better switch booze. And they be like, dang, like they don't switch booze, you know. But when you're in the public eye, you can't really switch people like that because they're going to be looking crazy. That's why so many people be trying to play a facade, and then so many people keep their business to themselves. Shout out to Money Yaya, Floyd Mayweather's daughter. She had her son from NBA Youngboy, which she...
Oh, okay, that's the one. Okay, I was about to say...
NBA Youngboy, which she named a junior after him.
So is NBA Youngboy junior? I don't know his real name, so, but,
Kentrell Jr.
Okay, all right.
So I'm going to touch on this because I don't know how, this is weird. I know it's true because I've seen videos on this. Jimmy Smacks.
Who was that?
You just got to look him up. I guess Jimmy Smacks is a, what does he do? Let
Jimmy
me see.
Smacks, huh?
Is he here's Jimmy Smacks. Jimmy Smacks. I'm thinking he is a rapper.
Jimmy Smacks. Okay. Well, what's his story? What's going on with Jimmy Smacks?
I want to see. Hold on. I got to really see what the hell.
Well, pause it. While you looking at it, and we're going to get back to you, what you were saying. You did send me something.
No, hold on. I'm finna come because I really got to get this out of here because it's disgusting. So Jimmy Smacks, he's out of New York, okay? And I'm thinking he's some type of rapper, but you got to look him up, Jimmy Smacks. So he has come out openly, right? And, like, he's a whole, you know, thug type, you know, hood type brother. He has come out openly, like, messing with trans women. And it's like, he's from
Black.
New York. You know how the New York men do, honey. So he got OnlyFans, and so what happened was he got exposed. You know what I'm saying? So it's a trainee that had him sucking her off, him her off, and she was doing the video. She was doing the video, and he didn't know she was doing the video. And she really got a good look at his face. And
yo,
they say it's for publicity, but I actually seen the video of him sucking the trainee off. And then when the trainee came, he had to come on his face, and then he seen the camera, and he knocked the camera out of her hand. He knew at that point, you know, the gig was up, so he got to, you know, come with it. But there's two videos floating around of him sucking man peen. And now he's just like, you know, I'm out with trains. So that's his thing now. Like, you know,
that's
him
amazing.
Trying to act like he's making money off of it, but he got exposed, so he has to just play into
Uncle
the situation.
And...
But, yeah, like, he messed with trainees, and you a rapper, and you out here trying to do what you do.
You gotta watch
and
down,
I seen
that's
something.
That's,
Fee was like, I really think this is just for publicity. And then I went on
that's
Twitter
crazy.
And seen the video, and I was like, yeah, that one there, no. And I just want to say, like, don't get all these people looking up to you and then turn around and flip the script on this gay scenario. Like Young Thug said, you ain't never caught Young Thug, you know, doing anything, but he put on that dress, and Young Thug said he lost a lot of money. A lot of people really stopped messing with him. We do understand that there are people behind the curtains that's pushing this agenda, but there are other people that are behind these curtains that are silently against this agenda, and you don't know what you're going to lose by trying to play into these folks' agenda thinking it's okay. Young Thug had went dormant for a while. You know, he lost his brother, and he was just like, I'm chilling on music. But he was really going through some things because a lot of people had stopped dealing with him and, you know, stopped. His music wasn't streaming the same because of this whole, you know, Thug and a dress situation. That's not the way to go, fellas. If you out there, you trying to get your career off, going the gay route is not. It's going to do more damage to you than it will help you. Just like everybody said, oh, you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine, he going to come out and he going to be back on top, da-da-da.
Nah,
eventually, Tekashi 6ix9ine got ran under the rock. And
nah,
even though he
I can see that. Nah, that shit ain't.
Even though he's working and he's probably putting together a movie and so on and so forth, they told him to stay out of the limelight because that's what they do. Stay out of the limelight, give this some time to blow over, and hopefully you can come back. They thought Tekashi was just finna come back and it was finna be all good and he was going to keep trolling. They not playing with you. So don't let these people in show business trick you out of living a good life by doing this crazy shit. Because men on men, and I did a video that talked about why do gay men not get the same, you know, acknowledgement as gay women. Everybody loves two gay women, but when it comes to the men, it's like a big issue.
Nah.
So, you know, it's one of those things, like I just talked about it, but don't allow these people, don't allow this temporary dollar. Because when people don't mess with you no more and that money dry up and you can't get no more money, you're going to be known by the last weakest thing that you did. Don't allow money to compromise your mind and your lifestyle.
I'm not condoning a Young Thug in a dress or nothing like that. I'm not. But that Jeffrey album was dope. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not condoning.
No, when he came back. Okay, so listen. I ain't going to hold you. I was definitely one of the people. When I used to hear him, and like, I'm like, I hate mumble rapping. But it was something about that Thug. You know, when he come on there, I'm like, oh,
that's
Thug.
That Jeffrey goes.
And when I seen him in the dress, he was completely banned from all of my playlists, my car, my kids couldn't listen to him, none of that. I was one. I will not lie. And then when I heard him do the interview and he was saying, like, you know, he was saying, like, how that had messed up his career, how it was supposed to be a marketing strategy, and it went completely left, and that
was
the worst decision
that
he's ever made, and he had to come back up. I felt him. Even if he's doing whatever he's doing, I just felt like I needed to hear what he had to say. So he just had the wrong people in his ear pushing him because that person got a hold to somebody that do business with you and tried to push their agenda, and that ran him under. And I understood him after that interview, and therefore we started back listening to I love me some Thugger, but he got banned for a couple of years. I'm just sorry. And now I listen to him again because I understand that, like, when they be talking on, you know, online, and they, I love you, bro, and hey, I know how that go. I got boy cousins that get money, and they do that shit being funny with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
and the whole world like, oh, he talking about he love him and give me a kiss. I got boy, my folks
that.
Got money. I know, you know, how they be playing with each other. Boy, you got on them tight jeans, you know what I'm saying? And it's really merely jokes, and people be like, oh, that's crazy. But the dress took me, and so we're happily back in Thug's Corner. Thug, I love you. I'm glad you cleared that up for me. But, yeah, like, if y'all out here, it's a lot of risks that I could have taken that I did not take for the sake of me understanding that my time is going to come when my time comes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not pushing for my time to come faster. I'm not about to do something that's going to jeopardize all of the work that I've done. I have people come back to me like, hey, you know, let's shoot this movie. You know what I'm saying? The industry, you know, the industry need, you know, something like this. You need to come back, yada, yada. We going to pair you up with the biggest name. Nada. I've done so much work to clean up my image, why would I go back? You know what I'm saying? There's not a dollar amount on the work that I've done, and that's what I'm asking y'all to pay attention to, because this stuff that they got going on, it's, like, not okay. What you do in the dark, leave that there, okay? Because you have people looking up to you. You have young boys looking up to you, and we don't want to see that shit. But I digress. Those were my top stories that I had. Smooth the Criminal is on the line, and y'all got about 50 minutes to rock.
Man, look, yeah. My bad. Hey, I didn't realize the time was. But then again, that black
I bet y'all know what you were doing.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm at work.
You know,
chill out. I'm being a good productive member of society. I'm at work right now, but I wasn't paying attention.
That's weird.
Oh,
dumb,
man, you know me. Since forever. Man, look, let me tell you something. I don't know what the fuck happened this week, bro, but, man, I missed out on so much money. I missed
oh,
out
GameStop?
On. Yeah.
We're going to talk about GameStop.
Oh, I missed out on so much money.
Yeah, we're going to.
Hey,
bro, I could have saw that coming. Like, I would never
No. That shit been in the works for a few weeks now. You
yeah,
see what I'm saying? But
it.
I don't.
Let me set it up.
I don't do that. I don't do
about.
That social media Reddit bullshit.
Well, yeah.
But
so
man,
let's set it up
if I did, oh Lord.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my nipple getting hard just thinking about the money.
So that's definitely one of my topics that I was looking in with the world famous Chop Up. So, yeah. So let's talk about it. So. GameStop, right? And like I said, I've been on my stock shit. I've been kind of like analyzing shit. So,
I thought about your ass when this shit was going on because I know you were talking that bullshit about buying options and shit. I'm like, man, that's a dangerous game right there.
As it going down, yeah, buying options, that's where you make, you know, like I said, you can make money. If you buy a put option on that, that's when you can make money when the stock goes down. So that's definitely like a hack, you know, a hustle.
Yeah, but you see what happens really when that shit don't go down, though.
Yeah, but that one is a little, that one you probably want to stay away from because of all the shit that's going on. But long story short, and I should have, because one of my guys, man, he posted something to really kind of like analyze what it was because it was like a short. Some shit that you, you know, in stock language, a short that happened. But long story short, I mean, I'm just gonna, I'm gonna just analyze it from just the part I know, and then you know, you can come in and if it's something that I'm lacking on. But just on the outside looking in, just so people can get it. Long story short, the stock when it was regular stock, because you know, if you just check out, you know, you look up GameStop's stock symbol. It was like $17, you know, and that's something that you would just look at, like on the. For me, I'm just going to tell you how I would look at it. I'm looking at it like, all right, GameStop, you know they're going out of business because back in the day, you know, like what, 5-10 years ago, it was a GameStop like in every mall. You know what I'm saying? But that's something that's changed, you know, especially with the pandemic. You know, malls ain't open like that no more. Amazon took them out, and GameStop ain't where it's at because now with Xbox. And PlayStation, everything's going digital. Everything's being streamed. So people don't buy physical games anymore. And that's GameStop's whole thing. Like, you know,
let me
so,
say this.
Go
let
ahead.
Me say this before you continue, right?
Go ahead.
That all that is propaganda. That's propaganda rhetoric to get a motherfucker into accepting downloaded games, right? But if you pass by any GameStop, especially down here, right, they're always packed. You see what I'm saying? As a person with kids, the kids don't fuck with the downloadable games because it takes too long to download them. You see what I'm saying? And then once you beat them, you can't fuck around and trade them in. So the experience is all right. The experience is always into the actual physical game. See, like when I watch the news and the news keep talking about download this and download that, the first thing that comes to my mind is when they try to push that the homosexuality on you. Like 98% of Americans believe in gay marriage.
Yeah.
When I'm like, well, then you look at, you know what I'm saying? But then you look at the poll, like, well, damn, ain't nobody asked me. So what, am I just a 2%? You see what I'm saying?
True.
So
true.
The value of GameStop was actually $20 a share before they started to short it, right? They shorted the stock all the way down to $2 and some change last year.
If you would have got
that. You see what I'm saying?
$2.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So,
it's crazy.
When,
oh, if you would have knew that. If I would have
Man,
knew
look.
That.
Look, I just knew. I was like, man, I ain't fucking with that. But, like, they shorted the stock all the way down to $2 and some change. You see what I'm saying? So it was 160% short. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Everybody kept betting against it. Like, the way shorts work, and it's legal, though. The way shorts work
put me on,
is you do
That's
whatever you got to do.
Okay.
You do whatever you got to do to sway popular thought to, you know what I'm saying, to bring the stock value down. You know what I'm talking about? So you'll come out, you'll say some discouraging shit on the news. You'll come up with some type of
smear
rumor
campaign
that'll make you sell the stock. So right now, people, you have billions of dollars in guaranteed money. That's why billions were lost, well over $70 billion. You see what I'm saying? For all these major hedge funds that was lost because they were shorting the stock 160%. How the hell you short a stock 160% when the fucking value of a fucking any property is 100%? So you are 60% beyond what you could short the stock on. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
What happened is like they kept saying, the only reason why motherfuckers kept saying, man, oh, brick and mortar this, box buy this, is because they need the stock to be shorted. You got too much money out there that's betting against it right now. So all the news media are like, man, look, this, that. But you got millions of kids that still fuck with GameStop. You see what I'm saying? They still fuck with them. So they're like, oh, bitch, you shorting them? Okay, cool. This is what we're going to do. Everybody,
we gonna buy
everybody
it.
Just buy into
buy
it, right?
Buy it.
Because
yep.
In order for you to short a stock or some shit, all you're really doing, you borrowing the stock. It's not even yours.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking
That's
about?
That's exactly
you
what
borrowing
you're
the stock.
That's exactly what
you're
doing.
You borrowing the stock at a high value. You hoping to short the stock so that you can sell it at a, you know what I'm saying, at a lower value and just take the difference.
And get the profit. And take the profit.
Right.
Yeah, the difference in the profit.
But
yep.
if this, yeah,
exactly.
But if the shit goes up, nigga, you gotta eat that.
You fucking exactly. And that's where people just—that's where the shit went wrong because it didn't go according to plan.
Exactly. So that's a great synopsis. You actually explained the thing that I didn't have. So
with that being the case, you know, if you would have bought this stock at, you know, I'm just saying at $17 or $20, and then I'm just saying, even if you would have just bought one share, just a quick little come up, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that was $4 2 weeks ago.
$4? It went down that low? I didn't even realize that.
It
went down that low.
Like,
the stock was actually $4.
Man, it was $4 in the beginning of the year. You see what I'm saying? It was $2 in 2020, but it was valued at $20. You see what I'm saying? So, like, motherfucker, like, man, if it's valued at $20, why is the bitch at $2? And niggas start doing their own research and shit because it's a short in stock.
Yeah.
It was just a cold game.
And some information got out, so that's what it is. So,
right.
Know, somebody going to go down for some insider trades or whatever because that shit wasn't supposed to get out. But
No, that's public knowledge. That's public knowledge. That's not insider trading. That's probably not.
No,
all you got to do is look at the
okay,
research.
There was going to be a short. Okay. I got you.
The short has been going on. The short has been going on for years.
Okay, but that's the part that's public knowledge.
Like,
well,
all
no,
that
I get
not.
I get you. I get you. I see what you're saying. Yes, yeah, because everybody just, you know, just, all right, they found out the short was going to happen, and you're saying that everybody just, you know, rallied around and let's buy stock, buy stock. That's public knowledge, and so that's not insider trade. I get you.
No,
I get you.
No, what I'm saying is that they've been shorting the stock for years. So
okay.
The short has been on for years. You see what I'm saying? That's
okay.
Why it was guaranteed money. I'm fucking looking at it from an analytical standpoint. They were like, well, damn, but this is like Blockbuster. It's just a matter of time before they go out of business. So we're just going to short these bitches. You see what I'm saying? We're
okay.
Going to short them out
okay.
of business. And it's guaranteed that value is going to keep going down. So it's easy money. That's why they had millions of shares. You see what I'm saying? Motherfuckers had millions of the GameStop shares because they knew it was easy money to short it. But, shit, what they didn't realize is that motherfuckers, too many people start figuring this shit out. And they're like, too many people got together. Like, man, look, we just gonna buy this bitch.
That's what I'm trying to say. So I don't want to say that it was like insider trading or something like that. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if word got out, like, look, this is like somebody that put some people on that really, and then you know, with social media, then it just really took effect. Because the other part is this. Now, see, I'm messing with TD Ameritrade, and like I said, I'm still just analyzing. I'm really getting my strategy down pat when I hit it, you know, hit the ground running.
Uh-huh.
So, but I know a lot of just, you know, partners or people that I know, you know, they got the Robinhood and, you know, so Robinhood is easy. It's an app, and they made it so easy for you to be able to just buy stocks that it's just easy. You know what I'm saying? So people
right.
can just buy the GameStop right from their phone just really quickly or whatever. And then,
right.
And somehow I think Cash App now you can even buy stocks and stuff like that on. So they're making it just so easy.
You can buy Bitcoin
but,
and shit off of Cash App.
Okay. Oh,
I mean, PayPal.
One of them.
PayPal
just
doing up Bitcoin.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, I know Robinhood
right.
is probably like the main one that's an app that's
yeah,
just
Robinhood,
easy to use.
Webull,
yeah.
TD Ameritrade. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I said, so the one thing that I've been always suspect on Robinhood, because to me it's not like backed by a bank. You know what I'm saying? So TD Ameritrade, I just feel a little safer because it's backed by a bank. So if something hit the fan, it seemed like, you know, I don't know, insured or whatever. Whereas Robinhood, if that shit hit the fan, they can just claim bankruptcy and you just out of luck or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So
no,
but
they're insured. Please believe they are insured.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But it just don't seem as concrete as something like maybe I'm just looking at the name TD Ameritrade, you know,
right,
bank
right,
and
right.
stuff like that. So that's what I mean. But you know, so it was just so easy for this thing to just catch wind to like, all right, buy the stock, or you know, to drive the price up when it was so low with the short or whatever, and then all of a sudden it caught fire. But what I'm just saying is, you had to get in and get out. You know what I'm saying? Because so many people get the misconception that they're going to get rich off of one stock. Whereas to me, it just seems like from the strategy I'm developing, it's get in, get out, you know, analyze the, you know, get your profit and then look at the next come up. So what I was just trying to say is just even at the beginning of the week, the beginning of the last week, because this kind of hit the fan on Monday, I think, Monday, Tuesday or whatever. So say Monday when GameStop was at $17. If you would have just bought just one share at $17, I mean, imagine if you had more shares, but just one share at $17, you just wanted to get a quick little come up. $17, and then at the height, I think it was like Wednesday, it got up to like $400. So you just do the math. $17.
Oh, like
$480. Oh, $480. So $17 from $480 is what? That's like $463,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that.
So that's a $463 come up that you could have just did real quick, and that's all for one share. So just imagine if you have multiple shares. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. So, but what I was just trying to say is this: like you were saying the whole short thing and stuff like that, and the propaganda. And
right.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I said if you knew, because you said you didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You would have got in on it. Who wouldn't have got in on it? You know what I'm saying? So you kind of had to know. That's why I was just trying to say, like, kind of like the insider trader thing, like. The people who got the information to get it, especially the people who could have bought the stock within that week that came up. You know what I'm saying? That's where I was like, oh, it could be some kind of insider trader thing for you to know at that
no.
particular time. Like, look, buy it. No?
Right. No, no. See, you keep using the word insider trading. No, 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 no.
Okay.
That
okay.
was a – how can I put this? That was a planned attack. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So okay. you had a group that had millions of followers. You know what I'm talking about? Millions of members in this one group, right?
Okay.
So you had like at the time where they had like probably 2 million, 1.2 to 2 million people in this one group. All they talk about is trading stocks and shit like that.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
They were talking about how GameStop was shorted 160%. You know what I'm talking about? So motherfuckers like, oh, no, fuck all that. We about to show them. We about to kamikaze that they have this, right? So this wasn't really about making money. This was about taking money. So if you had it, you just put all – you had – right now they want motherfuckers to hold that bitch to 1,000. So you just
hold
buying your shit.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You hold that bitch to that bitch, go up to 1,000, and then, you know what I'm saying, bam, you take the money out, you get your fucking profits and shit like
nah,
that.
Nah, but that's not smart. No, that's not smart.
Let me say this again. You looking at it from the wrong aspect. This isn't about making money. You see what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't it be, though? That's what I'm trying to say.
See, that's the problem.
I mean, for the average
you asking questions. This isn't about making money. Because if this was about making money, right, this would have never happened. This is about taking money. You see what I'm saying? This was about...
What's the difference? Tell me. Taking money and making
the difference
money.
Let me say this again. The difference is that this was to chastise the motherfuckers that were short in the stock. Because the value of GameStop was supposed to be $20. But they shorted the bitch down to $2. In essence, you are... exacerbating, you are speeding up their downfall. You know what I'm talking about? You're shorting GameStop out of business. You know what I'm talking about?
They're not out
of
business.
You have all,
I got you.
Right. You were shorting them out of business, though. But you had all these people in this group that fuck with GameStop. So they were like, all right, okay, cool. They was down, was falling on their sword. Don't get me wrong. The original motherfuckers just did it to chastise the big hedge funds. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
To make them lose billions of dollars while they made a few million. You know what I'm talking about?
Got you.
The main goal is to hold it to $1,000. This isn't about smart money. Don't look at it from a smart money aspect.
Okay,
that's why a motherfucker like me would have never got on it because, like, I'm not down with the kamikaze. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I would have waited.
I'm trying to make some money.
I would have waited to see how many motherfuckers would have actually thought it in there. Then I would have, you know what I'm saying, bought like a few hundred shares and see what the fuck happened. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
But yeah,
okay.
These motherfuckers is on some kamikaze shit. There's a lot of people, a lot of people that joined on this shit only joined on this shit because of the Occupy Wall Street shit, the chastise, the hedge funds, and everything else like that. Of course, you're going to have people that make a little bit of money, but you're going to have a lot more people that's going to lose money.
That's crazy. Well, that's how it is too.
But look at it
like
this:
like if you know, you know.
You're trying to rationalize this shit. Don't rationalize crazy. That's why everybody like, man, this shit ain't supposed to be happening. Exactly. These motherfuckers are willing to fall on that sword. They willing to die for what they believe in monetarily.
Okay, that's what you were saying to take money, but I'm talking about the make money part. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's why you would have never got in on it because your mind ain't built for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These some crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, who would have knew about that shit? That's what I'm just saying. Unless, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, so I guess, yeah, that's my mind can't even think that way because of the way I've set up my strategy. So my strategy would have been like, all right, I already told you, like, GameStop, that shit is definitely going to fucking go out of business. But if I did have some stock on at 17 and I'm watching my stock chart and I'm seeing how this shit is rising and I'm looking at it on Wednesday like, oh, shit, this shit went from $17 to fucking $480. I'm like, oh, this shit has got to – this is like fake – you know what I'm saying? It's like false pretense. It's not – you know what I'm saying? It's not stable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So let me sell my shit now and make my profit and that's it. You know what I'm saying? But what you're saying is these people just riding it out. So they bought it. To spite the hedge fund and not even fucking
hold
their money instead of selling.
Squeeze. Yeah, they want to hold that bitch to 1,000. You see what I'm saying?
Sell that shit, get your money, and that's it.
But like the thing is, see, I didn't realize what the fuck was going on because I have stock in BlackBerry. You know what I'm talking about? Because you know, I
that's
still
another
got BlackBerry.
One. That's
home.
A good one.
No,
you have
but
to
like
talk
BlackBerry,
about that BlackBerry. Yeah.
BlackBerry is they do a lot of cybersecurity, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they stock spiked after they had like that massive ass cyber attack on America in December. You know what I'm talking
okay.
about? So they stock
okay.
had spiked. So I'm making money off that shit. But I'm thinking the only reason why my stock is going up is because, you know, due to the cybersecurity that they've been offering to the government and shit like that. I didn't realize
yeah.
that they was part of the Reddit shit, too. So
yes. That's
so
the next
when,
one.
When Robinhood fucked around on Wednesday and stopped the buying of BlackBerry, and I'm like, damn, where my stock going now? I mean, what the fuck? So BlackBerry got caught up in it. AMC got caught up in it.
So AMC. I think it was another Bed Bath and Beyond, maybe.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yep.
So like, you got all these stores that people are they're
people
short.
Get hit, they,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Bed Bath and Beyond is closing stores left and right.
Yeah. Now BlackBerry would. So how much is BlackBerry's stock right now? You know what I'm saying? Like what it is currently.
Shit, that just dropped down to like $17. Let me see what that bitch at right now. But I've been like when I bought my stock with BlackBerry, that bitch was like $4 and some change. So I got like a few hundred shares.
Oh yeah, so yeah, okay, so yeah, you want to
sure.
get your money right now? You can, but you can't.
Yeah,
you can
but I've been having that shit.
Well, let me ask you this though: you can sell it. They ain't put no.
It's $14.10
right now.
Yeah, $14.10 right now.
Got you.
But like
got
the bitch was
you.
At $28.77 a few days ago. Before TD Ameritrade, Webull, and Robinhood did the squeeze and didn't let nobody buy it, but you can sell it. So like basically shorting the stock anyway. So that's now that right there is criminal. You know what I'm saying? That right there is criminal. So like,
well, this is what I'm saying. So if you bought the shit for $4 and that shit was at $28, you said you got a couple hundred dollars, I would have cashed the fuck out.
No, I got a couple hundred shares. No, I wouldn't. Oh, no. I wasn't going to cash out because, like, I was in that bitch for the long run. You know what I'm talking about? I already know the value of the company as far as when it comes down to the cybersecurity and shit like that. So I already know eventually this stock is going to be at least a $40 to $50 a share stock anyway.
And then
you know
cash out. Okay. I got you. Okay. So, you analyze it. All right.
Ooh,
I can see.
It ain't really
well.
About cash. Now it's about improving your work, improving the value of the shit. Like, you might take a little bit out. You take out your original investment, you feel what I'm saying, but
okay.
you keep the rest in. That's how you do it.
Gotcha.
And you just take
gotcha.
The original investment and you just invest somewhere else.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So you're looking at that being long term then for your BlackBerry. Okay. But you a fan
yeah.
of BlackBerry anyway. You know you rock with them. So I get you. Somebody like me looking in, I would just be like, all right, boom. Let me cash out. Let me see what the next one is. But I'm telling you, I mean that's why I like talking to stock shit, man. Because everybody got their different strategies they doing. And this is it, man. Fuck gambling. Like, if you don't, why gamble? Like, why buy scratch offs and all this other little bullshit that you see people do playing the numbers and shit? Like, learn this shit. Gamble here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's that with the GameStop. So, yeah, man. So that was very interesting. You know, and that's opening a lot of people up. You know, and I'm glad to see more and more of our people. You know what I'm saying? Black people start to get hip to this whole stock shit, man. Because for the longest time, that was like that was just a kept secret that we just didn't know shit about. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And they don't teach you that
but
shit.
But, like, motherfuckers need to be careful
purpose.
With that day trading shit. Like, buying, don't get me wrong, futures, I fuck with futures. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But fucking with the options and shit like that, if
you
really not willing, if you really not willing to lose the money that that you putting up, man, don't fuck with it.
No, call
don't fuck with
puts. Call options and put options. You gotta be very careful because it expires.
Right.
So if you don't, you know, sell the shit before it expires, then you gotta. Because remember, an option is 100 times more than what the share is. So that's why
you get
in with a cheaper amount of money.
You get 7. You get 5 days. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So you need to do what the fuck you need to do within them 5 days.
Correct. Yeah, but you can do it even longer though. You can do it like a month. You can do it,
but
you just got to make
sure. Yeah, but that's going to cost you more money.
Yeah, okay, true. But you just got to make whatever date that you have, you got to make sure it's set. Because if you get caught up, then whatever that share is times 100, now you got to buy that share. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So, yeah, that'll mean, but like I said, I'm still getting knowledge on that. But like I said, I'm putting together a nice strategy, man. So, definitely in the near future. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. That's our, I guess, that was our money section of the show. We get a money too. We got about 20 minutes left.
Man, what did I miss? Did we talk about sex today? Because I'm very disappointed if we didn't talk about no sex.
Well, Black touched on that a little bit. She said that you was going to be very disappointed that we was doing like the an extended chop up this week, and you know we didn't really have a sex topic. So she said you was going to be disappointed. So she definitely got that right. And I kind of co-signed that. I'm like, I know Smoke gonna come in like
Black,
what the
you
fuck?
Ain't. You tell Black she ain't shit, man. You know, she was supposed to wild out for her birthday.
Oh, wow.
Week.
How did that happen?
And do it for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Black was supposed to wild out for her birthday week and do it for the culture. I'm talking about Black was supposed to get so dirty, she was supposed to spray herself with disinfectant spray.
Well, Black was talking about all this stuff during the weekends.
You know what I'm saying?
And Black, I know you're making some power moves, and that's all well and good, but Smooth want to know the little story. What happened after?
Oh, no. If she ain't tell a story, that means ain't shit happen. So, all right.
That'll be
it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I ain't had no crazy stories after that. It was a good night. You know, I just got me some penis and put to sleep. You know, it wasn't nothing
crazy.
Yeah.
I called that nigga early in the morning. You heard me? I was at work talking about happy birthday to me.
This bitch came on my nerves calling me early in the morning. I can't stand him. Y'all just don't even know how much he get on my nerves. And then he don't just call one phone, right? He called a house phone. You know, nobody really got a house phone. He called a house phone.
Nobody really got house phone no more.
He go answer that phone, nigga.
So he know that's the one, because, you know, let me blow up the house phone. You got it.
Like, oh, she ain't going to answer? Okay. That's all he be like. Oh, she ain't answer? Okay.
But that shit ring like 20 times. I feel you. So, Black, you back. You know, I wanted to kind of touch base on this because you sent me like a little link to something. I thought it was kind of interesting. So speaking of, and you was getting your Wendy Williams on, you know, earlier in the show, come with the gossip section. But and I'm not here putting me on because you sent the, you know, on IG or whatever, and I think I was on Twitter and I saw something. So does Wendy Williams have a movie? She got like a Lifetime movie or something like that.
Wendy Williams has a biopic, and it just aired. Last night on Lifetime, yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, so I want to kind of talk about this. Did you see it or no?
I did not see it. I did not. I really wish that I had tuned in, but I'm going to catch it later. Yeah, no, I'm not a TV person, but I'm going to catch Wendy.
Yeah, you should maybe catch it. So, you know, like, because remember, we off next week.
I love Wendy.
Bowl, so
yeah,
if,
I have no
problem
so
with her.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold up. We off next week. Nobody told me.
Yeah. Super Bowl. That's all I got to say, Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, you can't be at least. You know,
Tampa
Super
Bay
Bowl Sunday
unless,
is
unless
Mo's holiday.
Gonna hold it down.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
But, yeah, you know.
I don't even watch Super Bowl, but I
man. But you watch the money, though. You ain't trying to.
Yeah, but I love watching money. I don't watch football, though.
But what I'm trying to say is the commercials,
man.
That's what let you know.
I watch some commercials on YouTube after the game, man. I got time for that shit.
Man, you really don't like football. That's crazy.
No,
I get it. But so speaking of Wendy Williams, so yeah, what I was saying is like, yo, if you can check it out, and then that way we can you know conversate on and bring this back up, you know, 2 weeks from now. But I just wanted to, you know, I guess because the little snippets is coming out, people starting to talk about it. And I just wanted to paint the picture for people out there.
I caught something about her renting Eric B. a rental car and her having a one-night stand with Method Man. And her knowing about her husband's affair for a very long time, having the private detective follow them to the OBGYN.
What's the OBGYN?
I'm sure it's going to be a hell of a story.
That's the pussy doctor. Damn, but ain't you married? You know what OBGYN is? The guy in the college.
Shit, oh, the guy. I mean, why don't people say the guy? That's the abbreviation for it? OBGYN?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't be keeping up with that shit.
You
guy in the college.
Baby, like, you from the 70s?
Anyway, yeah, guy in the college. That's what I know. But, hey, man, I don't know about that shit. I ain't a female. I ain't getting checked out. Anyway.
Man,
so,
kindergarten cop, man. Fuck.
So anyway, look, Wendy Williams. So I just want to paint the picture out there. So the Wendy Williams, you know, I'm gonna give her some props real quick because I don't watch her. Little
I ain't giving her no fucking props.
I'm gonna give her a little bit of props. I'm gonna tell you why. I don't watch her little, you know, her new Oprah Winfrey, you know, talk show that she got. You know, everybody want to do the Oprah Winfrey thing, you know, get their little hour-long talk show and, you know, you watch and shit like that. She not, you know, she's not my cup of tea to look at. So, you know, she's not, you know, something that I would want to watch on TV. But her voice and what she, you know, talks about gossip, nobody could do gossip like Wendy Williams. And I caught the tail end because, you know what I'm saying, I moved to New York in 2000, you know what I'm saying? So Wendy Williams got her start, you know, in radio, you know what I'm saying? That's where she made her name. And she's a legend of the radio game, especially in New York City on Hot 97. You know what I'm saying? She would just come with the dirt. You know what I'm saying? She was TMZ before TMZ and bringing it to New York. So, you know, from like the mid-90s to like the early 2000s, you know, she was like the queen of radio up here in New York. And, and that was
man,
just
you can't dig up dirt without getting dirty, though.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So you know she got some stories because, you know, I think she probably started in probably like 93, 94, and then she, you know, and she was on the radio to at least probably about 2003, 2004, something like that. So she had a nice little 10-year reign. But, you know, her biggest, the Hot 97 was like the biggest thing back in the day as far as radio in New York City. And that was an ill time for just New York music, you know what I'm saying? That was the Biggie era and Wu-Tang.
Man, look, as a habitual dick slanger, right? Because
yeah.
This is what I do. As a habitual
okay.
dick slanger,
yeah.
There's no possible way for somebody like Wendy Williams, who loves digging up dirt, right?
Yeah.
To actually sit here and pretend like she's the victim of her husband cheating. When you've been knew about
shit.
It, you see what I'm saying? Like when
yeah,
you already know about it, when you already yeah. know about it, and you don't do nothing about it, you're dead. You can't sit here on a fucking TV years later talking about like, oh my god, I'm having a nervous breakdown because
no,
my husband has cheated on me, bitch.
Yeah,
you've been knew about it. Matter of fact,
he's strong.
You
yeah,
suck.
He was just strong.
Matter of fact,
too.
let me tell you about a bitch
on
this Dick Clinton. You see what I'm saying? Every time, it don't matter who the bitch was when I was younger. Before I just decided to say, fuck it, this is who I am, take it or leave it. Every time a bitch caught me with another bitch, right, that same day, that bitch would try to fuck my life out just to prove a point that helps she was better than the other bitch pussy.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, like, here
yeah,
it is.
Like
when,
yeah.
But it's true. Wendy Williams won't try
yeah,
to tell like she's
I
a mean, fucking victim and shit in a goddamn movie, all this other bullshit, but you been knew about it. You had fucking detectives. Oh, bitch, you ain't need a fucking detective.
But did you see the movie, Smooth? Did you see the movie?
No, I have too many
I really
in my
think
house.
That she did mm-hmm. that. Well, it's a piece of me that don't know why she went that long. Maybe that's an insecurity. It's also a piece
right.
of me that she feels like she loves him. But what she did
right.
do was have enough evidence so that when her son went off to college, that's when she left him. She sat
yeah.
down patiently and let him stay in the house to raise their son. After
they
raised their
together.
Son, their son went
in
off to college.
Opinion.
That's when
know,
she
bro.
Left
I
him. And she had
together.
Enough evidence to show this has been going
dude.
On for so long,
look,
so I shouldn't have to give him
nah,
all this money.
Nah, she ain't leaders. She's
right.
still with
no,
that dude.
No, she left the nigga. She left the nigga.
But
look, on some real shit, that hey, that's but that's on some gangster shit right there. But pretending like you're the victim.
You know, strategize.
Pretending
strategize.
Like you're the victim, like, yeah, oh, my God, I can't believe it, all blah, blah, blah. No, bitch, come on now. You know what I'm saying?
One like, thing about Wendy, what they don't give her no credit for, Wendy is smart as fuck. Miss, I don't
right.
care about the drugs.
Right.
I don't care. Listen,
yeah,
some of the smartest motherfuckers that can run circles around you are people that do snort powder. That's people that are
nah,
on drugs. Those are some
crack.
Of the smartest people.
Both.
And so I seen this post on Facebook.
She was able to come back.
And it said, listen, check this out.
Kick the habit.
Think about
hold
this
up.
Right here, right? This post said, what if people that don't use drugs are breathing in the air that they are using to manipulate us and to put us under a daze. But when we do use drugs and what they call hallucinating, we actually go into what reality really is. We actually wake up. And I just sit back and I'm like, you know, things
oh,
man, that they consider to be illegal. I ain't never seen nobody die from crack cocaine. Now, I done
nah.
seen a motherfucker die from
wait, hold on.
Powder. I'm just saying, it's another way to think about it. Some of the smartest people that I have encountered in my journey out here on this grind in 21 years have been those that do drugs. When you sit down and look, I have conversations with regular people, they are trying to be overly smart in one particular subject that they've done research on. When you talk to a motherfucker that do drugs, they can talk to you about any and anything under the sun, and it makes sense.
Let's not big up crack at
all. I love black man, but
no problem.
It's just an analogy. I'm just saying. I'm a
Learn, man. I don't know about the crack in Florida, but the crack in New Orleans is different. That nigga was a killer.
East Cleveland. Yeah, that shit in East Cleveland.
Oh, that's
a lot of people. Fucked a lot of shit up.
Hey,
but anyway,
they may have fucked their lives up because they wanted it, but they ain't never die.
But you live in a strong, you get a dead man walking, that must have been some good crack.
Like, don't get me wrong. It depends on who made the crack. Because, like, there was Whitney Houston crack, and then there was New Orleans crack. New Orleans crack took their ass out. So,
yeah, nah, I can see that. Master P definitely documented that shit.
Whoa.
I ain't seen that. But I'm just saying, Wendy Williams is smart as shit. Drugs it all. She's smart. She was strategic as fuck.
Yeah, she waited it out.
She got what she wanted because she wanted her child to grow up with a father. She put up with his shit. She got documentation. When her son got to school, she slammed him. Now get the fuck from around me.
Look,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know that damn broad. Cause like for one, when a broad started to strategize like that, nigga's already over, so she already fucked. But she made sure her fucking wasn't exposed. You see what I'm saying?
True.
That's right.
Like, nigga, so it.
Yeah,
so, but at the same time,
she got the money. She's
the
masterpiece.
Right.
She got to be smart.
And I understand the strategy and shit like that. But what I don't like is the manipulative part. You know what I'm talking about? Pretending like
people
you're a fucking victim.
Shit,
like, all right,
people
bitch,
do that.
Hey, you caught that nigga? Cool. You got the food? Cool. But, like, bitch, you on the phone, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. She got big old boogers and shit falling down her fucking face and shit. Come on, baby.
Yeah, that's what I said. I can't look at her. But I
only thing you got
is
some titties
because
you built bad, but daddy is sucking titties for you.
But
she probably got a good person. That was just her ending.
Like, she probably had never got it out. And just speaking it out loud, it just finally hit her like a ton of bricks. Because women, we can hold shit in. For the sake to get what we want, we'll hold shit in. And then when we finally talk about it, it's like that ultimate release. But we already knew in our head we was done. But that's that ultimate release when we finally talk about it. And I think that she was more so upset about the public humiliation that she was going to have to take herself through. That took a lot.
Yeah.
To be able to do that because she had to become a world renowned name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. People already hit her because you know
you can't dig up dirt without getting dirt.
Not expect dirt.
It's,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, you know what I'm talking about? Like, nigga,
like,
it is what it is. Because
the way she
game,
was exposing
man.
People, so they was all
right.
Her shit. Like, oh yeah,
that's why I said
New York people knew her whole story with her dude and. And she probably was with this dude since back in the day. They grew up together. So these little flings that she talking about with Eric being Method Man, that was probably why she was with the dude. And now, did y'all say that she broken up? Now she feel that she got enough space now that she can really just tell the truth. Well, she probably just denied it and shit like that, even though he probably suspected it. But the funny part,
denying my ass. These bros been knowing. Look, and they do their thing, I do my thing, it is what it is. At the end of the day, we do our thing together.
the funniest part, and I wonder how this scene is set up, is the Method Man part. Because supposedly, I guess they had like a one-night fling, and this is like Tikal, this is probably like 1994, 95, Tikal, Wu-Tang, Dusty Meth. That's the mess I fuck with, not
crazy.
The Redman and Method Man. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? When he had the, you know, half afro and half braids and the, you know what I'm saying? Just looking raw, like he's straight off the block. But anyway, what happened was he got so high off of Lay's blunt, and you know, I never mess with this in Cleveland, but in Cleveland they used to call it wet. But that's when they would take a blunt and
embalming fluid.
Yeah, but I done seen some people get fucked up off of that. They take one hit and they were never the same.
ever the same. You know what I'm saying? It was a star basketball player that went to my school, smoked a wet blunt, and was done after that. But anyway, what he did was angel dust mixed with weed. Angel dust, that's like a goddamn – they use them shits on horses. That's like a tranquilizer or some shit. So you know you're going to be fucking fucked up off that shit. So I can totally see that. You know what I'm saying? Like meth back.
I never tried any of them. I heard about all of them because, you know, going to school and – going to school in Mississippi, the college days when I found out about the blunt dipped in embalming fluid, and I didn't want no parts of none of that shit. The most I would do is we went, you know, when we went off for the weekend with our boyfriends, and they dipped the blood in Hennessy and then did a hot box.
Okay.
We was in a bathroom room was smoked up.
That's
like we were higher than we had ever been. I was like, I'll never in my life want to do that shit again. And I think, like, that's why I stopped smoking weed. I did that in college, and I smoked so much in college that I ain't never want to smoke
enough.
No more outside.
That was it
for me
for a minute. But you know, now I'm just a casual smoker. I'm just a casual smoker now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A social smoker.
I did sniff on titty milk. I ain't got time for that.
I'll sniff on titty milk. Okay, it wasn't the powder. The powder milk. I hope.
Nigga, I ain't got no old dusty bitches. I sniff on titty milk.
You said titty milk. You know, milk can be powdered too. So I don't. You said
no. I don't want no powder. If a fucking titty milk come out powdery off it, that's a whole titty. I ain't got that.
Well, you saying you sniffing it. I don't know nobody sniff liquid. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sniffing titty milk. Fuck that. I'm drowning, goddammit.
Y'all okay. No doubt.
Y'all
need
to talk about some 90s shit, some wet. Fuck that.
So,
I remember wet from like 93, 94.
Yeah, that's some old school shit right there. That's straight up. So, but I can totally see Method Man having a one night stand off of that shit. So, that's the only scene that's interesting to me. You know what I'm saying? That I would want to see from the movie, see how they play that out. But anyway, so we got about 2 minutes left. Really quickly, the last little topic I wanted to touch base on was the since Biden is in office now, I think he's trying to really put forth, and this could be kind of interesting because it kind of like fell under the radar. You know, Trump didn't really think it was like a high priority, so he was just like, whatever. But anyway, with the Harriet Tubman being on the $20 bill, because it was like Obama, when he left office, that was like in play. And then when Trump got in office, it got pushed on the back burner. And now I guess Biden, you know.
Nigga, that shit got pushed on the back burner in the first week. What you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, so what
the first week of Trump's presidency, he put that shit on the back burner.
He put that on, yeah.
I mean,
that was
a hot topic. The first week, he was like, man, look, we're going to stop that shit. He did an executive order for the Treasury not to even look at that shit.
Exactly.
So, I mean.
So that's interesting. So what I was going to say, because we only got 2 minutes, so real quick, I was just going to say, I was kind of like, maybe I was just open off the whole Martin Luther King holiday, you know, a couple weeks back. And I was like, damn, you know, I think MLK, I even tweeted it, I think MLK should probably be on that $20 bill instead of Harriet Tubman. You know what I'm saying? Just because I think right now.
Let me say this.
But
if there's one thing about, see, this is the thing I don't like, right?
A minute, what's up?
I don't like when motherfuckers fuck around and substitute shit. Instead of being original, giving us our original shit, you see what I'm saying? They want to substitute, like, the new Captain America Black as opposed to making a new fucking character. So if you want to put Harriet Tubman on a fucking bill, make her own fucking number. Make her own denomination.
That's a new shit. But what, though? What?
Because you got
what?
So many denominations out there. You got $1,
$2,
$5, $10. You got $50. You got $100.
Anyway,
$500. You got a
$1,000
bill.
Anyway, it's not going to be Martin Luther King, obviously. I would just be advocating for Martin Luther King. I think that would be just, especially in the.
I'd be advocating for your own fucking dollar.
Okay. Well, but they're kicking Andrew. You know what? To be continued. I'm going to circle back on this topic because we're basically out of time. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to really go with my whole spill about this. So I'm going to put a bookmark in this and come back to this, 2 weeks from now. So, anyway, so definitely world famous.
60 seconds, take it out.
Yeah, we definitely got it in. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Black came with her gossip session. And, you know what
Black
I'm saying? Like I said, she got her Wendy Williams on. And then,
love
you
too.
Know, you know.
Oh, I love you.
Shout out
I'm
to
not
school.
Happy with
we,
you.
We talked some money. We talked some stocks. I told you that's going to be, you know, one of the forefront topics, you know, this season with Real Talk. And definitely, so, you know, if you miss the show, Black already tweeted it out there. So I'm going to retweet it out there this week for people to miss. So definitely tell a friend to tell a friend. Log on and listen every Sunday night. That's what we do. Definitely follow the Real Talk Twitter page, Real Talk, TAWK, you know, that's how it's spelled. If you want to put a picture with the name, that's Mo Benz on IG. And that's it, Black. You know what I'm saying? You got something to say? We probably got about 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
Nope. See you guys same time, same place next week.
Two weeks.
See you guys week after
yeah.
that. It's a Mo holiday. See you guys
facts,
week after
facts,
next.
Facts.
You dig?
All right.
Peace.
So everybody be safe. And we see y'all, God willing, 2 weeks from now. Peace.